I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad addressed a last big rally in Tehran tonight before Election Day on Friday. Among other things, he accused his opponents of using Nazi-like propaganda tactics to smear him. And the country's conservative militia, the Revolutionary Guard, is warning Iran faced a velvet revolution, a peaceful overthrow of the Islamic Republic by Ahmadinejad's opponents. The warning referred specifically to supporters of the former Prime Minister, Mir Hossein Mousavi. He's the main challenger in this election and seems to have widespread support in the big cities. But as The World's Laura Lynch reports, even the Iranian countryside may no longer be solid Ahmadinejad country.
They are an unruly bunch. Way up here in the Alborz Mountains, the goats rule the road. When they show up, traffic stops along the route that leads to the Caspian Sea. The goat herders prod them up the mountainside, a noisy parade through the main street in the town of Pulur. A few hours' drive from the cosmopolitan streets of Tehran, the view of snow-capped peaks is breathtaking. The political landscape is different, too. Unlike the capital's daily rallies and noisy demonstrations, there's no debate here. It's solid Ahmadinejad country. At least it was, until now. Customers in the town's main restaurant settle in for an early lunch. On the menu is a soup made by boiling lamb's heads. The skulls are displayed, teeth and all, on the edges of the serving dish. Metin Ali Hassan runs the restaurant. He's voting for Ahmadinejad and for very practical reasons. He wants to thank the president for rebuilding the road into town.
I have voted in three rounds of presidential elections, and I voted for Ahmadinejad in the last one. The road here wasn't fixed for 27 or 28 years before Ahmadinejad, even though there was a budget for it. But now, it's been improved.
Hassan has followed the candidates' debates and he knows Mir Hossein Mousavi is popular in the cities. But Hassan doesn't think much of Mousavi's emphasis on improving rights and freedoms in Iran. Hassan says everyone's lives will get better if the economy improves. He doesn't have the patience to wait around for new freedoms. He wants the kinds of things Ahmadinejad has delivered. Here in Pulur and throughout rural Iran, the president has spent the last 4 years doling out government money. He crisscrossed the country, dispensing cash and favors to those who wrote letters petitioning for help, giving a whole new meaning to the phrase retail politics. But as the economy has faltered, there are signs that his bedrock of support may be starting to crumble. Across the road, Feridun Feruzi's store window is covered with Mousavi posters. Feruzi thinks Ahmadinejad has damaged the economy and the country with his free-spending ways.
Enjoy rich mineral resources as well as a highly talented workforce whose skills have not been allowed to flourish, and instead they're doing nothing. They haven't been used properly. The root cause is probably mismanagement.
It's not just here. There are signs across the country that something has changed. People are disappointed and frustrated, and that's fueling the split among rural voters. By the banks of the river that rushes through Pulur, the Nakui family has stopped for a picnic. Under the shade of the cypress trees, they lay out their food. In 2 days, they'll all go to vote, but not for the same man. Some say Ahmadinejad, others Mousavi, and they all have their reasons. It's the economy, yes, but the older family members don't like the way the president has performed in the debates, don't like his attacks on his opponents or on the United States and other countries. Ardashir Nakui wants better relations with the U.S. so Iran can do business with America. And for all the controversy Ahmadinejad's generated with his rhetoric on Iran's nuclear future, Nakui wants the world to know Iranians don't want to build a bomb.
Not at all. We're not looking to develop a nuclear weapon or something nuclear which could be used in a war. It's for economic purposes, and we must become self-sufficient.
His brother Afsin agrees.
As far as public opinion is concerned, they are not after a nuclear weapon at all. The public is not looking for it at all. Iranians have had some difficult times since the revolution, and especially during the Iran-Iraq war, and the pain has been great. They are looking for comfort so that they can live in peace with their families. And to achieve this, the government should cooperate with people and meet their demands.
The rhythm of life in Iran's countryside has remained unchanged for years. Every day the goats make their trek to mountainside pastures. Every day people make do. 4 years ago, Ahmadinejad knew how to tap into their belief that they weren't getting their share of Iran's oil wealth. But now there are signs that may not be enough to guarantee he'll win back the solid rural support that handed him the presidency in the first place. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in Pulur, Iran.